Bless every day with a generous act. Bless every day with a generous act. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bierley, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Bless every day with a generous act. Now, why would a philosopher create, activate, be, express generous acts? Why would a philosopher think about being generous? Why would a philosopher think about expressing itself in a generous way? Why would that be? Now, that's a good question, isn't it? Why would that be? Why would a philosopher think of himself in a generous way? Well, a philosopher thinks of himself in a generous way because a philosopher realizes that it is the allness of the universe. A philosopher realizes that it is the fulfillment of everything that exists. A philosopher realizes that all that is what it is. Now, it doesn't matter what a philosopher thinks about. A philosopher, from the human point of view, from the relative point of view, can think every possible human thought that there is. And a philosopher, from the absolute point of view, can think every wonderful thought that is. And the only difference between the philosopher on the human attitude and the philosopher on the absolute attitude is that the philosopher on the human attitude can sometimes be possessed and judge what he's working with, whereas the philosopher in the absolute realm, there's no judgment. There is no judgment because all is. Not just is, but as a term we like to use, but all is. It stands as an is. And you cannot judge an is by saying it is or it is not, because the is not is an is just as much as the is an is. Now, isn't that an interesting statement? The is not is an is just as much as the is an is. And the is not, let's just say, one is named Henry and another is named Jane, and the is that is Henry is not Jane, and the is that is Jane is not Henry. But Henry is just as much an is as Jane is an is, and Jane is just as much an is as Henry is an is. And Henry and Jane are the allness together in the oneness that all is, and in that there is no Henry and there is no Jane. So you see, in the absolute, there are no items that allow us to think as separate concepts, because it's not a separate is of Jane and a separate is of Paul. They're oneness. And so when we start thinking in absolute terms, we bless every day with a generous act. We know that inside of us is the allness of the universe. And as the allness of the universe is inside of us, if we feel like doing something, we go out and reflect this allness back from the universe, from within ourselves, by being loving, being gentle, being kind, being sensitive to what's going on in the universe, like saying, what a beautiful day. Now, the day may be very sad and very dreary, but we say, what a beautiful day, and for us, it is a beautiful day. This is a generous act. This is an act of the divine creative consciousness within us creating something on a beautiful and a fulfilling way. This is a wonderful and a fantastic and a generous thing to do. Now, we could have a terrible day, and we could say it is a terrible day. Now, what defines a terrible day? A terrible day is a day that for us is not an effective day to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. It is not a day that is pleasant for us. It is not a day that is fulfilling.